I'm Paul Lancour with PodTech.net.
People are expecting in the very short term, and I mean the next 12 to 18 months, the volume of market data to quadruple.
That's Fareed Moussavi, Managing Director of Financial Services Technical Solutions Practice at Bearing Point. Not only is the sheer volume of data a problem, but traditional practices of considering data in individual silos will no longer suffice. I started by asking Fareed to give us his view of the landscape today.
I think the best way to give a good background to set things going here is to state it in the form of a problem and then discuss about how to identify the solution or solutions around the problem. Market data in its original form, dating back to its early days, really was historically really nothing more than a ticker tape, if you will, of information coming on a piece of paper out of a box onto a user's desk or office or an organization. And over the course of time, financial services history, especially in the last decade or so, it's really exponentially grown to be much more than that. It's no longer just a push of information to an individual and organization. It really needs to be treated like a technology service, just like other technology services in an IT organization is used to pushing out, whether it's an email service or network service or desktop services and the like. And in this context, what we're advocating here is to really put together a service delivery framework as an IT organization and the financial services firm is looking to treat market data as a service. Now, there are some challenges, obviously, especially in the days of algorithmic trading and program trading. This really represents the secret sauce, if you will, of some of the financial services firms and breaking down the barriers to the silos of what it takes to deliver market data services to a user community is really the daunting task that's in front of most IT organizations as well as the business divisions that they represent and support. There are fundamentally currently two models providing market data. One is the classic outsource model. Bloomberg is a primary example of a subscription-based turnkey solution. And then the other model is one which is more of a cookie-cutter, grow-your-own type model. Companies like Reuters and Thomson are usual suppliers in this domain that leverage a market data distribution platform.
So that's a good outline of the problem as it exists right now, that there's a lot of market data out there and there's a lot of technology that is changing the way people expect to have that data presented to them. What's the trend going on right now with financial services firms using market data?
Well, the most daunting trend is just the sheer volume of market data coming out from the exchanges and the various sources. The content is just exploding. And the ability of these financial service firms to absorb this volume and deal with it and basically make very quick financial decisions from the moment of making the decision to the execution of that decision is now being measured in microseconds, whereas it used to be measured in minutes, if not hours. So with this explosion of data and just the sheer volume and the type of data, what we're looking at here is a problem statement whereby the technologists who have to consume this data are challenged with rising costs, being forced primarily in a reactionary mode, and it's really a costing issue. And most firms on Wall Street are now challenged with this trend. Market data, let's not forget, is this annual spend on a large Wall Street firm is usually measured not in the millions or tens of millions. It's measured in the hundreds of millions of dollars per year as their annual spend. And this number is increasing.
Given what you've said then, what would it take to go from the old models to a newer model that would treat market data more like a service?
Well, we are advocating a tiered service delivery approach whereby you are really treating users based on their need for market data. So if you take the analogy of a bronze, silver, gold type user community where the bronze user would be basically looking at just screen-based display of data. The silver and gold, if not platinum user, would be looking at data coming at them at a much faster pace to address, for example, automated trading, algorithmic trading, doing some of the really exotic cross-asset class trading applications. That is a totally different type of user and therefore must be treated as such. In order to treat the user community in such a structured fashion, you're really looking at addressing three fundamental areas. One is instrumentation. And that's simply the monitoring and reporting of connectivity with the market data service providers. your internal market data feed handlers in cache, and looking at, of course, your data quality itself. Another area where is definitely needed some assistance on is in the area of processes. If you take a look at the service delivery framework, there's, of course, several processes that together form that framework. The most important one that applies here is one of capacity management. And it should not be a surprise because, of course, the sheer volumes are forcing capacity limitations to be violated. Looking at capacity management, which involves enhanced collaboration with the exchange data providers, the application developers, production support, regulators, as well as the end users themselves, will help the market data service organization stay ahead of the curve. The last, and definitely not the least, if not the most expensive, is looking at addressing this tiered user community from an organizational support perspective. This is where you have development support for new APIs to support low latency infrastructures that the new volumes are dictating, as well as the integration with existing service delivery components to address the problem. What do I mean by that? IT organizations for these firms are all providing perfectly viable email service, network service, desktop services, and they all have what you would expect, help desk, trouble ticketing, problem change, incident management. That's all embedded into the way they do things every day. There's absolutely no reason why market data cannot be treated just like any of these other service families, leveraging the exact same service management concepts that are dictated by a service delivery framework. Hopefully that sheds some light on how one would go about embarking on a tiered user community.
I think it does, but also I would wonder, what are some additional challenges? You've already outlined some in terms of expected speed by the client, the sheer amount of data. What are some of the challenges in breaking down these silos?
A couple of things. One comes to mind primarily is, you know, market data falls in that classic business and technology divide. On one hand, you have, as I mentioned earlier in the introduction, the secret sauce. The applications which consume market data information are really, in many ways, swinging the profitability of the firm. Could very easily go from the positive to the negative and vice versa. An outage of market data during the business day, of even measured in a matter of a few minutes, can translate into tens of millions of dollars of lost revenue. So letting go or opening up access to these applications and see where some of the skeletons are, where some of the areas of optimization could be, opening up some of the proprietary protocols, these are the types of things that are much higher hurdles in the context of market data than in other technology solutions. It's an antithesis of email, which is basically a utility-type application, whereas market data applications are anything but. You also have sheer lack of knowledge, unfortunately, in the technology community as well as in the business community about what market data is from a lifecycle perspective. There are so many disciplines that are involved in pushing this out as a service. Market data as an industry is somewhat of an incestuous industry. Very few people in the industry are aware about the issues. A lot of people can speak to them, but actually addressing them, you can really, it's hard to find a talent that can speak to it and work at it at the same time.
Well, given all the difficulties you've outlined, what is the reasoning behind doing this in the first place?
Well, as I mentioned, it represents hundreds of millions of dollars of annual spend that usually is one of the largest, if not the largest, line item in the IT organization's budget of financial services firm. And by definition, there's opportunity to save not only capital costs, but operational costs. So cost optimization, cost efficiency is definitely one aspect of it. Secondly, everybody's expecting not just the slope to continue going up linearly, but exponentially. With the advent of some of the regulations that are coming on board, people are expecting in the very short term, and I mean the next 12 to 18 months, the volume of market data to quadruple. So this is, if they don't spend money on it now to address the issues that they're facing with now, they're only going to be spending that much more money later. So cost avoidance, optimization, and frankly, user satisfaction. Getting that very precious piece of information to that trading desk in the right point of time is going to be the difference between profit or loss at the end of the trading day.
So what is the vendor community doing to address this problem?
Well, depending on which subsection of the community you're talking about. At the end of the day, you're talking about CPUs. You're talking about servers. You're talking about networks. If you're a CPU vendor, you want to sell more servers. You want to be able to ultimately, ideally, horizontally scale. But that's not going to solve the problem. That's actually going to, if anything, add to the problem. You want to ultimately vertically scale. And looking at some of the latest technologies when it comes to, for example, dual-core technology or testing quad-core technologies, exploring server fabrics. These are the types of things that the hardware vendors are addressing. Most of these firms are maxed out on their data centers. There's no space left. There's no power left to add more servers. So something more innovative has to be done to address the hardware footprint. On the network side, of course, the usual suspects in the networking community are providing the monitoring tools, or just beginning, I should say. You would think that they would be well on their way given the size of dollars that are being spent. But they're providing monitoring tools to be able to measure latency, which is a very big issue at the moment in the market data space. And the service providers themselves, the market data service providers, the Bloombergs, the Reuters, the Thomsons, they're recognizing that this is becoming a barrier that's too high for even them to address on their own. So they're developing various user groups to work along with their clients to address some of the service delivery aspects of market data.
Who do you see out there in the marketplace who is at the cutting edge addressing this?
Well, without necessarily plugging any one vendor, I think, as I mentioned, depending on which angle you're addressing this problem, you have your service management vendors, which we're obviously very keen on because that's the foundation of what we're talking about here, providing more open-sourced, solution-based approaches to service delivery, whether it's a reporting tool, whether it's a trouble ticketing tool, whether it's a monitoring tool. They are all beginning to wake up and pretty much trying to address this problem, of course, admitting that there is a talent shortage in this space. In the network space, the hardware vendors, the likes of Cisco, for example, but definitely not just them, are also being able to put in some monitoring capabilities to their underlying switches and routers to be able to accommodate this very specialized type of traffic and the monitoring and reporting thereof.
Is there anything else, Fareed, you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, to those in the audience who are involved in providing market data to an end-user community, I would like to say is help is on the way because the vendors, albeit a little bit late to the scene, are beginning to wake up. I think there really is no real silver bullet. There is no automated solution that's out there that you can just buy off the shelf. I think people are going to have to continue rolling up their sleeves. For those of the audience who have experienced a shrinking of their budget when it comes to this particular technology domain, they will see a reversal of that. They will have to see a reversal of that if their firm is going to continue being a player in the capital market space.
Well, with that, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out to speak with us today, Fareed.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Fareed Moussavi is the Managing Director of Financial Services Technical Solutions Practice at Baring Point.